Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Happy Friday, Australia. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
And it's so nice to have you back on the couch, Miss Bickmore.
Sorry,
we're in session.
Fat Cuts Anonymous, or
no.
You have a very similar voice to when we were at Fat Cuts Anonymous.
Don't give me crap about my lack of range of voicing abilities. You know why we're here. We're here to talk about your digital detox. We had a session with yourself and your partner Chris earlier in the week, in which you both vented and basically said you were miserable in each other's company because
we
of your.
We didn't say that.
You did. You're raising your voice. You do this when you get angry. You said each other's phone use was denying yourselves the joy.
Yeah, well, he's worse at it than me.
Okay, again, you're being very accusatory. And you said it's denying you the joy, the full joy of experiencing your family and your family's life.
Yes.
Of course, your partner Chris joins us on the phone now, which is ironic given that we are trying to cut down on the phone usage. Chris, welcome to the session.
Hello, thanks, Doctor.
Already I'm picking up a much politer tone than from Miss Bickmore. And so I'm not usually one to choose sides, but I am on yours.
No, you know when you're detoxing, sometimes you get a little bit antsy.
Yep. At the start of the week, you each said that you would use your phone less. You said that you would put it in one room of the house and that you would turn notifications off and that you would move addictive apps to one folder. Chris, we'll start with you. How has it gone?
I reckon it's gone really well. I'm not sure what she said before now, but I think it's gone really well. Putting the apps on the back page was huge. Like, I totally forgot that I had Facebook and Instagram. I've barely used them.
Yeah,
we haven't done the bedroom. I didn't know whether the bedroom one was in our rules, but we haven't done that, which is one I'd like to implement.
In terms of you're using the phone in bedroom still?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's still being charged.
I didn't know that's one of the things we were doing.
Yes, you had a set room in the house, the office, in which you could use the phone.
I thought that was like during the day and stuff.
You told me. I said, how's this going? And you said, really well. I've been doing all of them.
But just at night, I haven't been leaving it in another room. It's been by my bed. But during the day, I've been not near it.
What? How was that unclear?
Okay, relax.
Sounds like Tommy's been on his phone too much.
To get that angry.
No, but I mean, if you're lying to me.
Counselors usually say things like, and how does that make you feel that you've done that?
Well, it makes me feel pretty shitty, to be honest. okay, so, Walk, do you think it's going well, despite the breach of trust that's happened here where you've been lying to me a bit more? How do you think it's gone?
Good. I think I've been doing a very, very good job. And I honestly think I feel better for it. Like, I genuinely feel more connected to everybody in my life, my family and stuff.
Yes.
I did think that I think I'm going to have to send a message to family and friends saying that I'm not as contactable, because I think people may be thinking I'm a little bit rude at the moment because I'm not getting back with the same speed and I'm not, you know.
Just do it for a while. They'll get used to it.
That's will they? Yeah, but then they'll just think, oh, she's the rude one that never responds.
Yeah, but learn to live with that. That's fine.
Chris has been okay. We did have a service we had to go to the other day together, and I did notice straight after he went on his phone for about 40 minutes when he should have been mingling with my family, but I feel like there could be another issue there that he didn't want to mingle with my family.
Hold on.
I do feel like Chris has been much better at it. But
you've been happy with it. Let's not make it a competition.
No. I think maybe perhaps.
You are.
I am.
Yeah.
No, I think perhaps maybe just through the nature of what my work is at the moment, that it's been a little bit easier for me to disconnect. Whereas for Chris, I feel like he's still a bit attached.
Have you liked each other better with the week of detoxing?
Yes.
Chris?
I don't think I could have liked her any more beforehand.
Oh, don't say. Oh. That is not what you tell me. That is so...
One of the great lines. That is why you let the other person answer first, because it gives you the widest line.
There's nothing worse than when you go to your counsellor and the
that
other
is
one
awesome.
Lies.
I'm not sure it's professional for the council to clap in one of the party members. But, mate, if you were here, I'd be chairing you round the oval. That was really great. End
that
of
really
session. Chris Walker, best on ground.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, the other week I told you a story that I didn't think was as embarrassing as it was until I read back the messages live on air and I realised how desperate it was.
In fact, every time I think of you since that story, I think of the song, Desperado. Do we have that song? Why don't you reply to my text? You pretty much are. Actually, in fact, we probably got the recap of what. Do we have the bit that you said? Let's hear it again.
Before that, I think. So I got shut down by a Russian hooker. Anyway,
no,
that's not.
You met a girl overseas. Yes. You wanted to catch up with her. Think she could have been a hooker. You're not 100% sure.
I waited in my hotel room for an hour to meet her.
She didn't arrive.
But that bit I remembered.
Yeah.
I completely remembered.
Yeah. You kept texting her saying, oh, wait, I'm still here. I've got 5 minutes before my flight. Come, please come.
Oh, I didn't do that.
And then she didn't come.
No.
So, I mean, the obvious thing you would do when someone doesn't come to meet you.
This is the bit I forgot.
Is this bit.
Fire eyes. Why didn't you just see me?
This is making me feel so ill.
I'm so confused.
What?
And just trying to work it out. And then a laughy face because I didn't want it to be like serious.
And then how did you end with?
And
I asked her to come to Australia.
Oh my God. She says
that seems a bit strange. I wrote back, totally fair enough.
Very new to go from 0 to 100. She doesn't rock up to the room, but you then go, why don't you move to Australia? Oh, you found it. Good one, Buzzy. This is you on your own in the hotel room at the end of the bed.
The bit that we missed out about that was she kept messaging to catch up, but then wouldn't turn up.
Just was being polite, mate.
Yeah, I still don't fully understand it, but I did get a message that I thought
this music's so good.
That I thought I thought this would make you laugh.
Okay,
because it's upsetting for me.
It's from a different girl.
Yeah,
or is it the same person?
No. This is from a different one. Give me a name. We've got to give her a name.
Desiree.
Why did you go with Desiree? Okay. So for the backstory, I've known Desiree for years.
Yeah.
I'm only in her city once a year.
Yeah.
And we always message each other drunk, but have never actually caught up sober, right?
Okay.
And I think she's really cute.
So hold on. Have you caught up drunk?
Yeah, but just nothing's ever happened.
Okay.
But I just thought, you know, that girl's really lovely. Why don't you just be a bit more mature about this?
And go have a coffee or something.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And so I sent her this message.
Yeah.
Hey, sober Desiree.
Do you give them names? Oh, I guess you have so many.
No, I'm just...
Yeah, but do you call her sober Desiree?
No, because I'm just saying because we only ever catch up when we've been drinking.
Oh, I thought so that's the name you saved her name under.
No.
Hot Carrie.
Any tickets left or has Carrie just taken them all? I said, hey, sober Desiree, this is sober Tommy here. I don't think we've met, but I think you're really cute and was wondering what you're up to this weekend. And I patted myself on the back. I went, great, mature, adult.
Well, sorry, just to confirm, when was the last time you saw her before that message?
The year before.
Wow, okay.
Mm.
Sure.
Mm. and Buzz. Oh,
okay. Get the music back out. Yeah. Get the music.
This is what she wrote back. And the reason this crushes me is because it's quite funny too. Hey, sober Tommy. I am pretty cute, hey.
Oh, I like it.
I hope you're sitting down for this next bit. This weekend, I'll be working and hanging out with my boyfriend. Full stop, mic drop. Full stop, laughy face. Look at that.
Wow.
I know.
Well, at least she's honest.
Yeah.
She does not want to see you.
Yeah, and I wrote back, ah, shit. Oh, well, you know what they say. You lose some and you lose all the other ones as well.
And did she write back?
No.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because Married at First Sight is finishing.
Maths, as I like to call it.
Sorry, I'm so sorry to embarrass everybody out there.
That was very dad talk.
Oh, yeah. The television show Married at First Sight is quite popular amongst the younger generation. And I think we should really cash in on it.
To be honest, going by the figures, I think it's quite popular across all demographics.
Yeah, isn't it? Everyone's absolutely loving it. I think there's more in it.
I feel like I should just preface this by saying I haven't seen one episode, so don't ask me anything
about
it. You're
lying.
I actually have.
I showed you, remember the chick what? With the one of the Filipino dude? And they let her have a whole Filipino-themed wedding. and then just a poor Aussie bloke rocked up.
But that was from a few seasons ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, she started crying. And he was like, I don't know what to say. She just really wants a Filipino bloke. And, you know, and she's going, why did they let me have a themed
because
wedding?
Because it's reality TV.
I think there's more in it.
Yeah.
It's a great premise. Yeah. You see someone, you have to get married to them.
Yeah.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
What about this for an idea? Mm-hmm. Married, but for how long? And so we get couples that are already married, but we hit them at the sweet spot where the honeymoon period is off, maybe about 7 years in, and we all throw them in.
They've got a fair chunk of time.
Well, I looked up the average rate, the average length of a marriage is 12.1 years.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And God, that's not very long. That's really sad.
Okay. Buzz got a song. Carries.
No, it's sad. 12 years is not very long.
Yeah, well, that's factoring in that some people last and
I know.
You know?
Like my nana, 70. My nana, proper 70 years.
Yeah.
This is not the chat you wanted to have, was it?
No, but that's fine.
Okay.
We can do it.
Good.
But so you get all these people at about 7 years, so about before that,
okay.
And you put them all in together and then you give them options after each week. Do you want to stay in your marriage or do you want to leave it and hook up with someone else?
Oh,
what do you think?
I think that's morally okay.
I like it.
Yeah, thanks, Buzzy. But you're stoked at Married at First Sight? You think that's morally fine?
I hadn't watched that either.
Okay.
There is can I flag? There is a show called The 7 Year Switch.
Is there?
What's that? Is that the same thing?
Yeah, essentially. Yeah.
Okay,
so what happens in that one? What happens in it?
They swap partners after 7 years.
Oh, that's almost exactly what I was saying. And Buzz, tell me, how well did it do in the ratings?
Not as good as maths, so I reckon you could be on to something better.
Okay. Back to the drawing board, guys.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Same, but backwards.
It's your primitive plan, yeah. You're not going too good at this this year, Tommy. It's not really.
Have I won one?
No, you haven't.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ouch.
That is not good.
No. What's happened to you?
What I'm doing is I'm building up suspense and they'll be like, can he possibly come from this far behind and still win? And guess what? He'll be able to.
Okay. We'll see, won't we?
Or will he?
Well.
No, he will.
Let's find out. Song number one.
Tommy. Hotline Bling.
Hey, hold on. He didn't say who it was. I can only
mean one thing. Tom, I know when
that hotline bling. Thanks, Buzzy.
All right, 1-0 Tommy. Song number two.
Oh, Tommy.
Yep.
This girl is on fire, Alicia Keys.
I could hear it. I just couldn't hear it.
2-0. Carrie, if Tommy gets this.
I know, shit.
He wins.
Hey.
Oh, what?
Why are we just throwing out swear words?
Sorry.
Well, if we're all going to do it, crap.
Bugger.
Great.
Song number three.
Tommy.
Oh, Carrie.
Tommy.
Oh,
Tommy's
it.
In.
It's Bad Liar. Oh.
By? Who's it by?
Imagine Dragons.
Yeah!
What the band was. Oh, I just guessed.
I knew it. I knew that one.
The comeback is on.
See, that's what happens when the big dog's under pressure.
Oh, what is it now?
Well, that was 3-0 and now it's 3-1 for the year.
Ooh, gosh, good maths on a spot there, Buzzy.
Thank you.
Good stuff.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
You know when you're out with your family and sometimes they just say things that make you want to disappear into the floor and hide away and wish you were never part of the family?
Yeah. Do you mean when you've got other people there that aren't family members?
Yeah,
and
yeah,
dad
yeah,
says
yeah.
something and you're like, oh, dad.
It's always dad.
Yeah.
Right?
It is always dad.
I've had a long-standing tradition of playing games with my family with my brother where we've been the embarrassing ones.
Yeah.
And all the rest of the family have been embarrassed about me and my brother.
Your behaviour.
Yes. Like we'd get a point each for slipping a swear word in around the Christmas table, right? And things like that where my dad would be like, ooh, kid. And it's absolutely on the other foot now. Dad will say jokes so loud that Everybody else hears, but they have no context for the joke.
But he's doing it like you were doing it as a bit of fun, or he's just getting old?
No, he's just slipping into senility real hard. So, like, I'll say my mate's, you know, working a bakery, and he'll be like, oh, that must mean he's making a lot of dough then.
That's really funny.
This is just because you've got a soft spot for my old man.
I do. He's so sweet.
He's not. Yeah. I still hear about how nice Carrie is.
Yeah, well, I've got a soft spot for him.
Oh, too. But he'll do that. And so they, for all of us, we've heard that my mates work in a bakery.
Yeah.
But for everybody else in the cafe, they've just seen a man push his chair back from the edge of the table and go, he's making a lot of dough then? So it makes no sense, right?
Is it endearing though?
Well, here's where I think he crossed the line, because I think normally it is endearing. Yeah. But we were at the cafe because it was one of my niece's birthdays on the weekend, and we were sitting there, and there's like 10 of us or so, and we got a cake, and one of the waitresses at the cafe comes up, and she goes, oh, how old is she? And my dad goes, oh, eight. She's just turned eight.
Aww.
And the waitress goes, oh, I remember the cake I got for my eighth birthday. My dad said, bloody hell, you must have a good memory. As in, she's old.
What?
Did you not take it as that?
Well,
I quit radio.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hey, great excuses. You know how people always have theories of how they can get away with stuff. I remember when there was that theory going around of if you drink Listerine, you'll set off a breathalyser. Remember that? But in the same time.
Oh, yes, because if you have a mint, people said the same thing. If you sucked on a mint, it would set off.
And the same time, I heard that if you have a tablespoon of Vegemite, it actually neutralizes breath. Oh. Anyway, all
these
theories.
None of those things work.
None of them work. No. I've developed
a theory.
Which I think might save people millions, billions of the Australian economy. Oh, no, it'll cost us money. As a nation, it'll cost us money. Individually, it'll make us heaps.
Mm-hmm.
So. When I was in Adelaide, I was there for 2 weeks. How many parking fines did I get?
Like five.
I got eight.
Oh.
Yes. Too many. Right?
My God.
But the other
day. That's somebody that has too much money.
Not now. Had to pay eight parking fines.
Have you paid them?
No, I haven't.
Exactly. And you'll get the reminder. It'll double the price and then you'll finally pay them.
I don't
once
even
again,
have the tickets.
Someone with too
I
much
just
money.
Gave the
hire car
back and I assume they'll deal with it. So. I bought a parking ticket the other day and it just ate my money and didn't spit out a little ticket thing. And I was fuming because I thought, and it didn't even have a thing to report it on. And I thought, after I've had all these fines, the one time
you
I try
do the
right thing and it doesn't. So I march back to my car and I write a piece of paper and I said, the parking meter ate my money and I put it on my dash. Guess what?
What? You didn't get a fine?
No, I got another one. That doesn't work either.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Oh. And wrapping it up with this.
When we look back upon the week that was, we reflect on the moments that made Carrie and Tommy Wrapped or Raw.
And do you want to go first?
Yeah, I'd love to. I'm going to... now I'm rattled.
Oh, why?
That's all right. I'm going to kick off with a positive this week, yep, I reckon.
Great.
I'm wrapped. I reckon it's been a fun week. On Wednesday, you wore oven mitts for the show, so you couldn't touch your phone. And I had a little bit of gear about that. Katy Perry, that is Teenage Dream, right across the country. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Mittle.
Very good.
Thank you, guys.
That's amazing.
For the people who have just tuned in, that was our anchor Buzz. The position is now open. We're looking for people.
You had a bit of gear about that.
Yeah.
It was good gear too,
thank
Buzzy.
You.
I've just noticed the TV in the background. Is that playing Daniel Tiger? It's a beautiful day in the neighbourhood. It's Daniel Tiger's neighbourhood.
Mm. Can I change mine to Raw?
Yeah. Won't you come along with me?
I don't know what that is.
It's a really good song.
Yeah, that's all we've got time for.
It's a terrible, annoying show.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks. Anyway, I'm raw about having to constantly watch Daniel Tiger.
Can I be raw about something?
You can.
You just singing the whole thing to a child song when we're trying to do the radio.
I'm just wondering why it's on the TV. Is that what Buzz does when we're
in the songs?
The show?
Yeah, in the ads.
Just watches a bit of Daniel Tiger.
Just chucks it on. Mm. Mm.
I'm raw.
Oh, yeah.
I've had a really, really...
I'm bored. Is there a third one? Is this Wrapped, Raw or Bored?
You took me to see us watching us. You took me to see us watching us.
Us, the scary movie.
Has anyone ever died watching a scary movie?
Has anyone ever died?
At least the music's not creepy.
Oh, oh no.
Oh, shit.
No power, no Wi-Fi.
This is why Josh is a backup generator.
Everybody dead.
Can I...
Once upon...
Too many Darius. Don't open your hands now. Your dad's just hit me dead.
It was a thriller. It was a horror film, and I haven't slept since. And I don't even know what happened at the end, so there was no point even going.
Yeah, you were scared. I was fine, but you were frightened.
You weren't. You pretended that because of me we should leave. Yeah. Oh, is that what was going on, was it?
Chivalry's not dead. It's there for our...
So you go watch it and tell us how it ends?
No, I thought so. Hey, guys, I'm a little raw as well this week because he's looking at her belly button like a weirdo.
Oh, you know when the cord comes out? Anyway. How are you feeling this week, Tommy?
I'm feeling raw, Bickers.
Why?
Because I work my ass off to provide a world-class comedy show, and the lengths that people are going to avoid said comedy show is nigh on unbelievable.
Mitchie, our audio producer that cuts up all the amazing music and little jingles we use in our show. Yes. Mitchie, how pumped are you to come and see Tommy's gig tomorrow night?
Yeah, I won't be coming, actually. I've got some plans tomorrow.
Oh, that's a bummer. Yeah, what are you doing that you can't come to his gig?
It better be like a wedding or something like that.
No, it's a bit more important than that, actually. Uh-huh. I'm getting a colonoscopy tomorrow.
So I have asked the question, 131060, what would you rather do than go to Tommy's gig? Because I just assumed everyone would want to go see your show.
I was hoping we wouldn't get any calls.
Well, the board is full.
It's a worry that our phones are actually jammed.
David, what would you rather do with your night than go to Tommy's gig?
I'd honestly rather poke my eyes out with a hot burning stick, to be honest.
Yeah, that would do it.
All jokes aside.
Yep.
I did go see it last night.
Yes, you did.
And it was very, very funny. 5 stars from me.
Thank you very much. Yep. Make sure if you haven't got your tickets, still touring all around the country, tommylittle.com.au, self-diagnosed genius. Come.
Carrie and Tommy Catch Up is ready to podcast now.
At carrieandtommy.com.au. Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram @CarrieTommyShow.